message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lukin. Today is Saturday, May 28th, Eve of the Most Holy Trinity, and Vigil in honor of the Queenship of Mary in the year of our Lord, 1983. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, there are cascading shafts of light, beautiful pale blue lights coming from the edge of the trees over Our Lady's statue. The area all about the trees is now become quite lighted up because it's going centrally to the area above Our Lady's statue. But it's so beautiful, and these rays now are coming out of Our Lady's hands as she places them in front of her like this. Our Lady has come down suddenly, and I do sense have a sense of urgency because of the way Our Lady is descending so fast. I could see her. While I made the description of the trees, Our Lady was slowly coming forward, and I could not cast my eyes further upward in order to see Our Lady. My lights were so brilliant and beautiful that my full attention was on the lights. But Our Lady now has come down. As I told you before, she doesn't walk like we do. She has a beautiful way of floating, though her gown now is blowing about her feet. It's very long, her gown. Our Lady's gown is a pure white, and her mantle is also white, but with a border of approximately 1.5 inches about the mantle. Our Lady is wearing very delicate-looking golden sandals. They consist of one part of the material across the instep and a more shoe-like there at the tip of her feet. But each sandal has a rosette, a small rose centrally located right on the instep of Our Lady's shoes. They're really more of a shoe-like. I can't explain it, but I believe the first explanation was better, that it's a sandal, because the only closed part of the shoe is at Our Lady's toes. So you can see you concentrate more on the goldness of the band about Our Lady's leg, because I never saw the rose placed at that level. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her sash. She had it tied to a sash, and the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the translucent Hail Marys, that are white, but as we pray upon them, they turn, Our Lady has said, they turn, and all colors of the rainbow come from the beads themselves. Now, Our Lady is floating upward a bit to move out of the range of the trees so that all can see her if they are willing to, if heaven permits it. Anyone who is given the grace to see Our Lady will certainly be surprised to see how human she looks this evening. I can fully see Our Lady's face now. She's just as she was on earth. And she says, now, Our Lady is saying, just a little more tired, my child, just a little more tired. Now, Our Lady is taking the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, and she's going, moving over, floating over to our left side, which is her right side. And Our Lady is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking about her. It's a little windy up there because Our Lady is trying to control her mantle as it went a little bit askew, as Our Lady would say, from the wind this evening. Now, Our Lady is floating back over her statue and extending the beautiful crucifix again and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is still looking about her. She looks sad this evening, very sad. And I can see a tricklet of a tear coming down her face. It's very sad. But Our Lady is nodding, yes, affirming that it's true. She is sad. And but Our Lady now is turning to her left, our right, and she's moving slowly, floating up to the top of the second tree from the right. Our Lady is standing just above the branches, and she's looking down now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is cutting across the sky. She's floating and returning back to her place above her statue. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her, and now she's placing the rosary about her waist with her blue sash. And now she's placing her hands up like this and taking the rosary back from the sash into her hands like this. Now, Our Lady is placing the first finger of her right hand to her lips, which means to listen well and repeat. My child and my children, the urgency for prayer and reparation needs immediate fruits, good fruits that will have seeds that can go throughout the world to promote peace. Oh, my children, I have often cautioned you about the sins that you commit, willingly or unwillingly, which is for the Father to judge. However, man is fast going to his own devastating future now. Man has become so corrupt and so evil. This evil extends not among many, but the source of the evil has been placed, the responsibility for this evil has been placed upon the shoulders of your government, both federal and immediate governing bodies. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Syria holds the key to peace at this time. However, I place in front of you, my children, a graphic picture for you to understand. It will be a parable for some, and some will turn away, not willing to hear what heaven has to say in these desperate times. Our Lady is pointing up with a finger like this to her right side, and high above her, the sky is opening up. All the clouds are floating away, and the sky is opening up, and I see a map of the Middle East, and then Our Lady is pointing up farther, and that's another map of China and Russia. Our Lady is turning back now. She was looking up, but also, my child and my children, there are scoffers who will say there shall not be a third world war. They do not know and cannot conceive of the plan of the Eternal Father. Be it known now that the Father has great heart for all his children. But when the sin reaches a peak only known to the Father, the amount of sin among mankind, then the Father will take action. He will allow you to go upon your reprobate way until there will be few souls to save upon earth. For the others will have died in battle and also at the hands of a corrupt generation of the young. Fathers will be attacked by their sons. Mothers shall find death at the hands of their children. This has been told to you many years ago, but too few listen until the evil comes into their homes. Then it is too late. Protect your children from the evil that is fast accelerating throughout the world. Your country, the United States of America, and Canada shall not be free from invasion. That is why you must pray a constant vigil of prayer going throughout the whole world. And you must turn back from your sin, or you will die. My child and my children, I wish in my heart that I could bring to you a more bright and cheerful message. But that would not be true, for there is at this time too many souls falling into hell, souls that listened and but somehow turned back onto the wide road, the road to perdition. Oh, my children, speak to your pastors, speak to the bishops, the hierarchy, and let them know that their mother is weeping for them. They do not know what they are doing, or they do not care of the consequences because they have lost their faith and no longer have they received graces to keep them from the abyss. I repeat again, man shall be left to himself because the spirit will not remain within him if he becomes a purveyor of such evil and sin as the corruption of the children, pornography, and other all vile natures of mankind. This hits my children to the very core of children on earth, their being. We place upon the parents a far greater measure and responsibility toward their children than we can place on the schools or the government. No, parents must now guard their children, or they will weep when it is too late. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Already your sons are being sent to be there with the invasion in the Middle East. Is this what you want, my children? Can you not give your prayers and acts of reparation for those who have no one to pray for them? They are all our sheep, and we wish that they would be gathered into a holy land. The word holy strikes a chord of misery, my child. I have no way to explain but to tell you misery. Yes, my child, you have never seen but on the screen of your box war. You have never felt the loss of one in war, though, my child, forgive me if I brought a bit of sadness to your heart. Your son was removed for his own salvation Other parents will have to face a similar occurrence in their homes, but should they have the knowledge and the truth in the supernatural, they will understand that heaven has chosen them to leave this vale of tears and return to heaven from whence they first came. My child, you will see that the message goes throughout the world. Do not be slowed down in your endeavors by scoffers. Those who say there will not be a third world war, are they God? Oh no. They will know what it is to see blackened bodies along the roadside, their children stomachs distended with starvation. This cannot happen here in the United States, I hear voices saying. Oh, my children, it will. Your crops will rot. Your children will be barred from their own homes because they have become a source of murder. Please, my children, listen to your mother. It is urgent that you pray and protect your children. You must see that they wear the brown scapula and also any medals that will keep Satan from their door. My child, you will continue to give out the medals of Saint Benedict. Yes, my child, I know you are doing this, but we must accelerate also the dispersal of the medals. I tell you now, my child, because the road has been filled with thorns, that heaven, all heaven, is greatly apart for you and those who came with you from heaven's direction to build up an apostleship that shall be forever written in the annals of the church. This applies with you, my child. I understand you are quite shocked, but pleasantly so, I hope. Now, my child, you will take 3 photographs and continue with the prayers of reparation. They are sorely needed. Remember, my child and my children, the Third World War is approaching. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary in her hands like this, holding up the crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the crucifix about her hands like this. You will remember, my children and my child, to God the young, your clergy have fallen into darkness. Abortion will never be condoned, but we must have others who fervently will go forward and bring out to the minds of those who have actually seduced the country and the children. Bring them the knowledge of heaven, hell, and purgatory. Then they will not have free license to sin. There are lights coming out from the trees, the upper part of the trees. The light is fanning out upwards. It's pink in color, a very pale, translucent pink, almost smoky looking in appearance. Now, as I'm watching just above the trees, you can see these lights, these fabulous colored lights coming down from the sky. Now I can't perceive whether they're coming from the trees upward or downward to the trees, because the lights now are fully up in the top part of the sky. Now, as I'm trying to describe what Jesus is doing there, see, he's coming forward now in the light. It's a beautiful pink translucent light, and I would say it's made of glass, but I have a feeling it's not glass. It's supernatural. The light is supernatural that comes out from within their bodies. Now, Jesus is floating downward. It has become now a circlet of light, and Jesus is moving over to his right side, our left side. He has a mantle now on, but he has now taken it and put it down on his shoulders because it was windy. The mantle is a beautiful, more like a robe, really, not a mantle. Our Lady, I reserve that for Our Lady. It's a mantle, but Jesus has a robe. It's the color is like burgundy. It's not a pink and it's not a red, but it's a very beautiful, let's see, the material looks like it may be sateen because it has brilliance and light to it and color. But it also could be like a velveteen type of pale burgundy and a mixture of burgundy, the coloring, and maybe a plum shade. I can't describe it. The robe that Jesus has, it is burgundy, but with a background of another color that makes it very translucent, the robe Jesus has on. Now, he's looking about, and he's just tied his, he has a cord-like belting about his waist, which he has now tightened because of the wind. And Jesus has on a very long gown. Now, his does not look like white, like Our Lady's. It's more like a beige color. Now, Jesus in the light, his hair looks like a beautiful auburn, light auburn and brown mixed. And I know many people will ask, how old does he look? And I tell you, I would say he looks like in his early 30s, Jesus does. And he's smiling now, and he screams, shaking his head, yes. Now, he's touching his first finger to his lips, and that means to watch and wait and listen. Now, Jesus is taking out a rosary, which he has also tied about his waist, like Our Lady does. He's taking it out, and the rosary is similar to Our Lady's in respect to the Golden Our Father, but the Hail Mary beads are all bright red. Oh, yes, yes. See, there's a Golden Our Father, and the Hail Mary beads are a brilliant red. They're just beautiful. Now, Jesus is turning to his left side. That would be our right side. And he's coming across now, swiftly, across the sky, and he's now standing above Our Lady's statue, I would say about 15 feet or so. I'm not good at trying to describe the length of something without a ruler, but I would just to say it's about 15 feet. Now, Jesus is taking his hand like this. The rosary, I don't know what he did with it. It's about his waist, I see. And he's taking his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is tightening the rosary about his belting. Jesus has a belt on that looks like it's calf skin or something, animal skin. It's not like a rope. It's an absolute very thin type of, it looks like, I saw that before. And I believe I've seen it in handbags, too. It's like a hide of some kind of an animal, but very thinly cut so it could go about as a waistband. And Jesus is now, as he's coming above Our Lady, I do notice that he has sandals on. They look like leather sandals. I don't know exactly, but they do look like leather sandals. And now Jesus is taking his finger like this, and placing it upon his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother has given you a synopsis of all that is taking place upon your earth. The voices of the young and dying, and the voices of the saints in heaven are gathering to cry in supplication to the Eternal Father to forewarn the earth and the earth's peoples, their sisters and brothers in the eyes of God, to forewarn them that they now are on the edge of a terrible, catastrophic occurrence, which will lead, without your prayers and acts of atonement for your sins, it will lead you straight into the devastating knowledge that you, the United States of America and Canada, will be invaded. You ask, my child, in shock, what can be done? I repeat again, my child, that wars are always a punishment for man's sins. When they reach the point of having to be judged as reprobate, then it is too late for that grouping. My child and my children, already those who are involved in conflict, and many souls coming out of this conflict cast into hell and purgatory, it is then time for us to say, the hour approaches and you will be too late. I do not wish to drain your meager energies, my child, but it is necessary at this time to warn my sheep that they are on now the pinnacle of self-destruction. I will not this evening continue or converse on the sins that offend the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life, the sins of a nation that cry out to heaven for punishment. My mother begs for a stay of execution within the world. How well my children will follow the cross of heaven to heaven, given through the many visits of my mother to you, how well you will find this course, and others will not find this course. So, my children, as you have received the grace and many graces, much now is expected of you and all who have heard the messages from heaven. I beg you as your mother to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Have pity on your brothers and sisters, all my children of the light. Have pity on them and pray for them. Many have no others to help them to come back from the abyss. Yes, my child, as I explained to you in numerous years and apparitions that the world may not accept and cannot understand, I have told you that many souls are falling into hell as fast as the snow falls upon your earth, as fast as the drops fall from the rain. That, my child, is symbolical indeed of the state of your country and the world. We are not bargaining now to save the human skin, my child and my children, the bodies. We are here to reclaim the souls. Life goes on beyond the veil, and all of you, who among you can say that one day or night you will not be here on earth, but must be taken from the world? And taken does not mean the body, it means the spirit, the soul, the everlasting miracle of life that the Eternal Father extended to you all after the tumultuous time when Adam and Eve were created. As they walked over the garden given to them, often called the Garden of Eden, sin then became a way of life. It matters not whether you have committed one sin or many. Your punishment shall be meted accordingly. My child and my children, my mother has cried endlessly, hoping that her children would only offer her a small measure of satisfaction that her work is being with good fruits, producing good fruits, my child. Yes, my child and my children, my mother has meant to preserve you upon earth without hurt, without suffering, but this cannot be. The sin of Adam and Eve was so great that it has placed man upon the earth to suffer. But once you have learned, my child and my children, the true value of suffering, you will understand that through this suffering, accepted in good spirit and with firm meaning as reparation for the souls in purgatory, the Eternal Father shall bless anew those who have given themselves as victims. Victims offered to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. Now, my child and my children, you will firmly now go forward without any hesitation. You must get the message from heaven out as fast as humanly possible, for your time is growing short. Remember, without prayers and atonement, the world will become devastated. The Third World War will leave no earth upon the land. There will be no earth. There will be no human beings. But a grouping would have been taken up into heaven, my child and my children, to await the terrible devastation that falls upon mankind. Yes, my child, numerous earth years ago, I told you that some will be removed before the great cataclysm. All who are of well spirits need not give their lives to the Father in fear, but all who are of good spirit will receive many graces to save their families and themselves. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. My child, Veronica, there is a very urgent message that I must give you, but you will not repeat it at this time. Do you understand me, my child? Yes, I understand. Continue, my child, the affairs of atonement. They are sorely needed. Remember also, my children, to pray for your vicar. Help John Paul II. And I repeat again, unless this plan has been pursued and all has been done to alert the Eternal Father's message, to alert the Pope, my child. The Eternal Father will make this less complicated and more easily. It does. The message must go throughout the world because Satan evilly will set out to halt the message. You will understand in time, my child. You must not mention what I have told you. Remember that now, my child. I'm going to repeat it, my child, once more, so that you will have every detail. But you will not give this as a public message. I repeat again. It's very upsetting.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. It's awful.